This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I will now initiate today's call. This is our call on March the 13th. Our exact starting time is 23 UTC. And I will ask Gisela to kindly proceed with the roll call for today's call so that we can then get started with our work for today's meeting. Gisela, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Gisela here. Thank you, Sergio. I'd like to welcome everyone on today's Lacralo CCTLV working group call on Thursday the 13th of March at 2300 UTC. On today's call we have Sergio Salinas Porto, Aida Noblia, and Aislan Basilio on the Spanish channel. And on the English channel, we have Jacqueline Morris. We have apologies noted from Jose Arce and Dev Anantiluxing. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreter to identify us on the other channel. Our interpreter this evening is Sabrina. Welcome, Sabrina, and thank you, and over to you, Sergio.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you, Gisela. As I said, for the record, this is Sergio Salinas Porto. I am the chair, in a way, of this working group. But I hope that we will get to decide who will be chairing and co-chairing this working group so that we can finalize that formal procedure that we have been postponing. My role in this case as a chair is only for the purposes of putting the working group tasks in order. With that said, I would like to welcome you all. I would like to welcome Jacqueline on the English channel, and Aida and Aislan on the Spanish channel. The first item on our agenda following the roll call is to define our task. What is our task? And that has to do with what we have been discussing for several meetings now, that is, the objective of this working group. I took the liberty in February to post something on the wiki. I posted a proposal with objectives, and if I remember rightly, nobody posted anything against that proposal or made any comment. However, in principle or initially, I will post this in the chat room, and my apologies, Jacqueline, because this is in Spanish. However, if you have a browser with automatic translation tools, you will be able to read it. I am posting the link in the AC chat room right now, and you will find the objective of this working group. And I am submitting that objective to your consideration so that you can decide whether you agree or not with that objective. I am giving you some time so that you can click on the link, and I will read it aloud so that the interpreter can interpret that for Jacqueline. Lacralo must have a collective view on the issue of the CCTLDs. In brackets, as Aida very well says, a strategic vision on CCTLDs from Lacralo. This will not only strengthen the region, but also the position of users against the other interested parties or stakeholders. After that, there are some items or points in which we established that we need to do some follow-up with the CCNSO, or at least give our opinion of what is said in the CCNSO, then we need to prepare a map with the CCTLDs. We have to define our Latin American and Caribbean view regarding policies or CCTLD policy in different countries that have a direct relation with topics that can be debated within ICANN. We need to pay attention to comments that focus on the regional CCTLDs within ICANN. We have to review any other document or comment within ICANN that focuses on CCTLDs in general, generate education and discussion spaces for CCTLDs within LACRALO, create educational spaces for CCTLDs in all the countries in the region, interact with any and all CCTLDs in the region. Basically, this is the objective or the basic objective of this working group. And I will now open the floor to questions and comments so that you can express your views on this. So I don't know if anyone would like to take the floor at this point. This is Sergio speaking. Aida, is that you? This is Aida speaking. Yes, I was just taking a look at the text. I believe the objective is interesting, but also is quite wide in its scope. I think it's interesting to include a strategic and regional view because the strategic component of the view is important to be taken into account in line with ICANN's strategy, especially. And regarding the policies, well, we have to relate that to the policies, taking into account that we are dealing with a CCTLD. That is, what is the impact of that? Hence, this issue or this component of the strategic view. I believe that this objective has a very wide or is very wide in terms of its scope. Maybe later on we can narrow it down a little bit. I believe that, well, we have to focus on how to organize our topic as a working group. This is very well, this text is okay, but it encompasses plenty of things. It's like super broad. The product of our work will be a follow-up, that is, debate documents, pay attention, review documents, prepare that map. Now, when in terms of generating discussion and educational spaces for CCTLDs in LACRALO and that question of interaction, well, we are not going to reach conclusions if I speak about the strategic component of this vision. Well, it is precisely in order to be able to reach conclusions, and that will or would enable us to analyze existing policies. This is like a revision of existing documents, and it leads to the creation or generation of these educational and discussion spaces. In short, I'm trying to understand the depth of this topic. So we have to review documents, and we have to study these documents. Now, if we relate that to a strategic view, then that document that we will be reading and the follow-up of those documents, well, we have to come up with a strategic view at the end of the day, because if not, we might think that we need to determine a strategy and an overarching vision in terms of how to handle CCTLDs in relation to internet governance. That is, what can be the policy and the strategic view within that regional strategy. That is, what is the role of the CCTLDs in that regional strategy? Maybe it's a little bit different from what you proposed. This is Sergio for the record. I would like to say something in relation to Aida's comment. I will try to explain my objective. I mean, the objective posted in the AEC chat room. I agree with the fact that we need a collective vision of a regional CCTLD strategy within La Crallo. And I had included that in brackets because I remember there had been some kind of issue in terms of the strategic vision with DEF. So I thought about putting that text in brackets so as to bring it to a close because that was an outstanding issue and we hadn't been able to close it. However, I agree in that the vision has to be a collective or shared vision that is the foundation of a regional CCTLD strategy within La Crallo. In terms of the rest of the objective, I detailed the aspects that this working group might be able to tackle. On the one hand, they have to do with inreach within the region and outreach on the other hand. That is to spread information about CCTLDs from the internet user perspective in different environments. So on the one hand, we will be studying documents progressively within ICANN or within another organization related to CCTLDs within our region. And on the other hand, at some point in time, we can be or will be able to engage in outreach to build the capacities of other users within our region in terms of topics related to CCTLDs. So that would be the region's objective. Maybe I enlarged a bit too much upon this, and it is very detailed, but that was for the purposes of explaining the idea or a better understanding of the idea. However, in principle, this is the objective I am proposing for the group. I don't know if Iceland would like to take the floor. Iceland? This is Iceland for the records. Thank you, Sergio. Just two comments. First of all, I want to say something about Aida's comment. I fully agree with her comment. And Sergio, I think your description is really great in that initially we didn't have anything about this group. We didn't know our starting point, and now we have our starting point, where we are and where we are heading. And I clearly see your perspective. Because now we know where we are. We have our starting point. So as from this description, we can start. And Sergio, you spoke about inreach and outreach in terms of CCTLDs. So that input is very valuable for members of our group and our region who struggle to understand that this group could work in terms of capacity building for users. And not only for users, but also for the members within the region. I believe that is very important for this group. So, This is a very important starting point for us to help internet end users understand or better understand ICANN's mission and goals in the light of CCCLDs. Clearly, we couldn't do what ICANN is doing or developing. And I echo AIDA's comment. The interpreter apologizes, but Iceland audio is not clear to be interpreted at times.
Okay.
So now we know where we are, we know what our starting point is, and now we need to develop this content to know where we're heading. That is, to develop the mission of this working group, because we have the broad topics. So, we have to focus on the first topics to be developed. AIDA said that initially we couldn't tackle the same topics that ICANN is tackling. We need a regional vision. And we need to spread this knowledge so that, or for the sake of our region. Clearly, CCTLDs are related to internet to ICANN. The interpreter apologizes, but Iceland audio is challenging to interpret. This is Iceland speaking. I apologize for my lengthy comment. Thank you, Sergio. This is Sergio Salinas Porter speaking. Thank you, Iceland, for your comment. And part of what you said will be tackled when we address item 3 on our agenda. There are certain CCCLD-related topics that have been debated within ICANN in the past days, and that will come in handy when we tackle item 3 on the agenda, especially given the forthcoming ICANN meeting in Singapore in the following days. Jacqueline, I don't know if you want to take the floor at this point in time. I see that you dropped. I hope you have, or
no,
I expect you have.
I was on the...
And I would like to know if you have any comment at this point in time. Maybe you haven't been able to hear or receive that. I will gladly read what I read out again. But please go ahead, Jacqueline. You have the floor.
Okay. You've been hearing me, right? Yes. What I was, what I saw the information on the WikiLan form. But I want to know, really clarify, because are we going to look at what the CCLD is doing and what we want in the CCLD world and put it through our own Latin American Caribbean lens, or are we going to go off and find CC topics that are specific to our area, because those are two, really different things. I would actually prefer to do the former, that is, work within what I can is doing with CCTLDs and work to review what they're doing and put our input in as end users rather than the last one of, you know, another new tangent. and something that might make it more manageable as a group that's dealing with that kind of thing and more useful to our young. That's it. Now.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Jacqueline, we have some issue receiving your audio.
Issues like what?
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Very well. While Jacqueline is typing, I am going to take the floor. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Okay, Jacqueline. We are within a process in this working group. That is, we are defining our objective in order to start working and to avoid later difficulties regarding the objective of this working group. After this process, and a month ago, there was a draft objective posted on the wiki for discussion, for us to discuss. Well, we are meeting today in order to agree on whether we are going to modify that objective and, on the other hand, we need to organize our working group in order to start working. Now, given your question, that is, that we can take two different directions. That is, one would be to liaise with the ICANN and the CCTLDs and give our input as LAC at large, and please confirm if this is correct. Well, this is my answer. This working group has a primary objective, that is, to define a strategy as users, as CCTLD users within the region, but also to discuss the hot topics related to CCTLDs within ICANN. And this implies not only our region, but the five regions in the organization, the parent organization, that is ICANN. So what I'm trying to explain is that we will be focusing on both directions. No doubt there will be, or one of them will take quite a lot of time or substantial time, that is, focusing on what is going on in the region. But then we will have to focus on what is happening at CCTLD level in general within ICANN. And I see that you are volunteering, and I thank you really, because you are volunteering to take care of that part of the work within the group, and that would help us tremendously. So if your question has been replied, then I would like to ask you the following. Do you agree with the group's objective so that we can bring this part of the agenda to a close and proceed with the other items on our agenda. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Okay, you would rather focus on one of them. Okay. Jacqueline, we have an issue there in my view. Before focusing on general issues, at least we have to focus or know what is it that we want to achieve at a particular level. And I don't know if somebody wanted to take the floor. This is Aida speaking. If I may, I would like to take the floor. Sergio speaking. Yes, go ahead, Aida. This is Aida speaking. I have so many browsers open that I cannot find what I really want to look at. Okay, you pointed out actions or action items within one overall or global objective. So I think that is in line with what we are working on. So that covers or encompasses different actions within one topic. So what we see in that text is a sort of development or detail of actions so as to focus our objective. That is, what is it that we will be doing? Because there are certain actions that are geared toward the main topic, that is, what are the CCTLDs, what is the strategy? And I remember there is a document including five CCTLDs, and the document was meant to be submitted to the IGF. And they are speaking about the responsibilities of the CCTLDs within their local or regional communities. So we need to bring to the fore the main role, especially within the DNS. So here in this document, they are focusing on the importance of the CCTLDs and the inclusion or integration of the local community, even within internet governance. So all those factors are included. Now, these actions that you have included in your text will enable us to obtain information, data on the documents and what is the focus of the documents and how we can handle that for or to include it in our regional strategy. I don't know if I have made myself clear. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Yes, of course, Aida. Your point is very clear. No doubt the regional strategy is very important on our agenda. However, I believe it would be necessary to consider or take into account how we are going to work regarding the points that we have included. Jacqueline, and please, Jacqueline, indicate if I am understanding you correctly. I understand that Jacqueline's view is that we are having two objectives in our working group, and it would not be compatible to focus on Latin America and at the same time what is happening within ICANN. I don't think that is incompatible. I think one of those aspects is included within the other. And you say very well that these are two action items. These, the points enumerated are or make up a set of actions that make up a framework of something that we can do within the region. This is the starting point. The idea was to somehow propose or put forth a set of issues that are related to this topic. On the one hand, an objective that is to study CCCLDs within ICANN and then have a regional perspective for Latin America, and on the other hand, actions that we can take in view of the issues that are cropping up constantly within ICANN in terms of CCCLDs. The first step for us, no doubt, is to define a strategy for our region. What is our vision? What is the map of the CCCLDs? And this does not mean including .co for Colombia or .ar for Argentina. This means a social map, and define how our CCCLDs are working within each of our countries and strive to get to know this operation, especially because not all the members in this group have the same track record or experience, if you will. Some of us or some of the members of this group are new, and they will have to learn, and that is something very good. So I don't know, Jacqueline, if I have made myself clear now. This is Sergio speaking. I'm reading Jacqueline's comments. She says that the mission of the LACRALO Working Group on CCCLDs is to define and promote the LAC at large perspective at the ICANN CCCLD process. This is Sergio still speaking. Yes, that would be it, Jacqueline. There's a document that has been circulated. Jacqueline, have you been able to have a look at the document?
Yes.
Sergio speaking. Okay, Jacqueline, would you make or what changes would you make to that document? This is Sergio speaking, for the record. Jacqueline, would you kindly send us or type it in the chat room, a draft text of the objective because that would help a lot for us to bring this point to a close, and then we can proceed with the other items on the agenda. It would be great if you could do that. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. So, do you all agree with that definition that Jacqueline has posted? Do you all agree with that? Aislan, Aida? This is Aida speaking. Yes. This is Sergio speaking. Go ahead, Aida, please. This is Aida speaking. Yes, I think that is a good definition because the points are action points that flow from an objective. Jacqueline is setting the objective when she says CCTLDs to define and promote. In that part, she is setting the objective because, first of all, we need to analyze this. We need to analyze documents. I have different URLs to access documents. And this will enable us to have a vision in order to attain our goal or objective. So I believe we can leave the objective. I don't know if you agree with that. This is Sergio speaking. Yes, Iceland agrees. I agree with that. So yes, of course, go ahead then. And let us move forward on the basis of that. So, this is Sergio speaking. So then this means that we have finalized this item. We have brought this item to a close because we still, and let us proceed because we still have three more items to address. We have just 30 minutes left before we reach the top of the hour. So it would be positive if we could move forward. And thank you, Jacqueline, because you took us out of this point of stagnation, if you will. So thank you very much for your contribution. The third item on our agenda is election of authorities. Unfortunately, Diego, Jose, and Dev are not here, so that means we do not have all the members of the working group present. However, I would like to resolve this issue because I don't like to take a position for which I have not been elected. If I am going to take on a responsibility, I would rather accept that responsibility according to the procedures. So let us define who will be the authorities of this group so that we can start organizing the group. Regarding Iceland's comment, yes, I agree. We have to post the mission statement on the wiki, and maybe the prior text can remain as action items to be developed at a later stage by the working group. So, let us focus on the election of authorities. What shall we do about it? So, Jacqueline, your point is very well taken. I would like to ask staff if we are quorate in order to proceed with the election of the authorities. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Sergio, this is a working group, so this depends on your own mechanisms. It is up to you. If you consider that you have enough people present to make a decision, go ahead. If not, we should need 7 or 5 people, we should need a majority. But this is a working group, so the decision is up to you. Sergio speaking now. Silvia, please help me. We have 7 members. Diego, Acosta Bastidas, Aida, Jose, Dev, Iceland, and myself. That is 6 members. Oh, and Jacqueline. Oh, I'm sorry, 7. 7 members. Is that correct? This is Aida speaking.
Yes.
What about Silvia? This is Sergio speaking. Silvia is not a member of the group. She's an observer. Sergio speaking. And I believe Jose is also an observer. He's not a member of the working group. Aida speaking. Yes, he said he was here as an observer. He's not a member of the group. Sergio speaking. Yes, Dev and Diego are members of the group. So we are missing 2 people out of 6. So what shall we do? Shall we wait for Dev and or Diego to join us? I believe that if we have 4 out of 6 members present, that is okay. Aida speaking. This is a very delicate topic. Sergio, Dev and you were the candidates or the people proposed as authorities, and Dev said he was able to perform this function. So Dev said he would be able to be elected as an authority, but the thing is, or the problem is, that he is not present right now, so the other people, I mean, your name was also mentioned in prior meetings and you accepted. However, the issue is that Dev is not present. He had said that he would be able to or to accept his designation. Sergio speaking. If you agree, we can solve this in the following way. Dev had already accepted. He had said yes. The thing is that we were lacking our objective and we couldn't proceed with the election of authorities. Now we have our objective and Dev had initially said yes, so we could resolve this now, and then in our next meeting, Dev can confirm or modify this decision. If he decides not to be the chair, then we can choose another person to fulfill this role, the co-chair's role. If you agree, Jacqueline says that she agrees. Iceland and Aida are also in agreement. So, it is so decided. I am the chair and Dev will be the co-chair and he will have to confirm this in our next meeting. Are we all in agreement about this? Aida speaking, yes. Sergio speaking now. Okay, let us proceed with our action items. Well, we have to organize the group, we have to define our work and responsibilities. This implies being able to work on several topics that are being debated within ICANN. We should start reading about these topics as part of a learning process within our working group. And also, as we had said, we have to focus on issues related to our local CCTLDs. But I insist, there are certain topics under discussion currently under discussion within ICANN. There was a meeting on March 25th, 2014. Oh, excuse me, there will be a meeting, I meant to say. The CCNSO meeting will be held in Singapore. And there are certain topics that will be debated on Tuesday, on Wednesday. They will be holding meetings. Some of the topics are posted on the website. I'm going to post their agenda, their schedule, because I believe it's interesting to have a look at these topics that will be Jacqueline has posted something in the AC chat room. Let me see. Two main things. Okay. Oh, Jacqueline, impressive job. You've been doing your homework. Okay, very well then. Jacqueline is making a proposal, that is to divide the main topics, big tasks or important tasks. One that has to do with documentation and capacity building, and the other one putting our perspective. And divide the action points into these two areas. This is what she is proposing. Sylvia, please correct me if I am making any mistake because my English is not very good. Okay. Does anyone hold a different point of view, different from Jacqueline's? I agree with Jacqueline's proposal. This is Aida speaking. Yes, I agree as well. Sergio speaking, Island, do you agree with this proposal, that is to have two types of tasks, one focused on documentation and capacity building and the other one focused on perspective? Is Island on the call or has he dropped? Oh, I see you now. Okay. Okay. So we should adopt this. This is taken from the initial text. Aida speaking, yes, the action points posted by Sergio. Sergio speaking, yes, exactly. So my proposal is the following. Let us work on these two aspects or areas. That is, some of us should volunteer to focus on documentation and capacity building, and some others should focus on topics related to the viewpoints or perspectives in Latin America. However, in turn, we should have some metrics so that this work is not or does not become eternal. So here is my proposal. Does anyone want to be in charge or chair any of these subgroups? So, Jacqueline, would you like to be in charge of one of these two subgroups? This is Aida speaking. Excuse me. I don't know if I may take the floor. Sergio speaking. Yes, of course. Go ahead, Aida. Aida speaking. I agree with this division, but I think this group is very small. So we can focus on these topics in a consecutive order, one first and then the other, at least initially. I am thinking about this as an initial solution. I have some documents, so... Sergio speaking. Jacqueline says that she would like to work on documentation and capacity building, and I myself would like to focus on regional perspective and draft a regional map and focus or work on I'm thinking out loud. This was also on the wiki. We could work on... Oh, let me see what Jacqueline is typing or has typed. None of us will be going to Singapore except for Dev. He will be there representing us in La Crallo, but all the members present on this call, I mean, none of us will be there. I would like to be there, but maybe Iceland would like to start focusing on the regional topic. He can or he could chair that subgroup and be in charge of that, accept that responsibility, and initially, we could have three members in one subgroup and three members in another subgroup, and that would enable us to have smaller groups that would resolve things or more things. Jacqueline is proposing, or her proposal entails working on these two areas simultaneously at the same time. That is what I understood. Sergio speaking again. Okay, if Iceland joins me, and Aida, maybe you would like to focus on documents, documentation and capacity building. Maybe we can start with having or by having four members working instead of six. Aida speaking. Okay, I agree because these are our possibilities for the time being. Then we will be in touch and we can make our contributions to the other subgroup if we have something to contribute. But yes, we can agree on this division of tasks. Sergio speaking. Okay, Jacqueline. So we would have two subgroups. One with you and Aida as members. Focusing on documentation and capacity building, and another subgroup focusing on regional perspective, in which I, Iceland, Vargas, Basilio, and myself, Sergio Salinas, would be the members. Do you agree? Jacqueline said yes. Oh, great. We are making plenty of progress. Okay, we are just some minutes away of the top of the hour. Please correct me if I am wrong. Silvia Vivanco speaking. You are correct. Sergio speaking. Okay, so we have organized the group. We have defined our work and responsibilities. So now, we will address the topic of temporary metrics. Yes, Jacqueline, metrics, because this is a new stage within La Crallo. We are trying to avoid a situation in which we fall asleep while things take place or happen. So we are trying to set deadlines to submit deliverables with short-term objectives instead of eternal objectives, so that we have a minimum production or result. And we would like to measure that. I don't know if you got the gist of my message, of my explanation. This is Sergio speaking. Okay, Jacqueline is typing. So here's my proposal. Each subgroup should take some time to study what they will be working on. We still haven't seen or haven't focused on concrete aspects of the work of each of the subgroups. Each subgroup will have to prepare or draft a work plan. The work plan will need to have a matrix, a quantifiable matrix. That is, we will interview so many people, that many people. We will draft a document on this topic in the next or within the next 2 months, etc., etc. The idea is to achieve objectives, attain objectives related to our work. In my mind, the objectives do not need to be huge, but small objectives, attainable objectives. And this will enable us to progress. Therefore, the first stage of our work will be for each subgroup to define what they will be doing. Do you agree with this? Aida speaking, yes. Sergio speaking, Aida said yes. Aislan? Okay. Jacqueline? Let me see. Oh, that would be very interesting, Jacqueline. The idea would be to hold a meeting. Oh, has Jacqueline dropped? Sylvia, I believe Jacqueline dropped, so... This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, I believe she has dropped. Maybe, let's see if we can dial out to her again. Sergio speaking. Yes, great. At least so that she can join us for the last minutes of the call. Sergio speaking again. So...
La propuesta, Jacqueline,
regarding your proposal, are you thinking about a call? Together with a joint call with people from the CCNSO within this group in June, or are you thinking about that within La Crallo? Or maybe I didn't understand correctly. Do you mean to have a conference call with the CCNSO or enumerate the issues we see within the CCNSO to start debating them? heard you speaking. Oh, great. So, if that is the case, the discussion will take place within our working group. And
yes.
Before June, we should enumerate that. So that before our meeting in London, we make some progress. And it will be good to present, maybe in our GA, the highlights or an update of the progress of this working group in terms of policies within La Crallo. So I think this is a good initiative. Do you think the group you will be leading will take care of this, or should we all take care of this? That's my question. Jacqueline is typing. Let's wait a little bit. Okay, she's replying, and her reply is that she thinks it can be divided. I think that with Iceland, in our subgroup, we can prepare a situation map of the CCTLDs in the region. We can make some comments, and before June, and this is part of the matrix, we can define that map. If Iceland agrees in this in these remaining months, we can work on the development of the current situation of CCTLDs or current status of the CCTLDs. And I have some news. Until March the 5th, domain names were free of charge in Argentina, but now people have to pay a fee for those domain names. Therefore, the renewal of domain names in Argentina today is no longer free of charge. We have to pay about $20 for the .org domains and about $30 for the .com domains. So that is some information about the CCTLD in Argentina. If you agree, we will start working on that. And we are 4 minutes away of the top of the hour. This is Aida speaking, if I may. I have a question. A question regarding capacity building. What is the sense or the meaning of capacity building in this context? Maybe Jacqueline has that a bit clearer, or maybe we can discuss that within the group. Sergio speaking. Now, you have to discuss that within your subgroup. However, I have the following point to make. Today, I spoke about inreach and outreach. Inreach, that is capacity building within La Crallo, and outreach. Let us start seeing how we discuss CCTLD issues in different locations or places within our continent. So we have to start multiplying knowledge among Internet end users. They have to understand what a CCTLD is, what is it is used for, and what their rights are regarding a CCTLD. So initially, let us focus on documents, documentation, and then let us focus on capacity building, if you agree. And Sylvia, if we could have these two action items, please, recorded on the one hand, the study or studying topics related to the CCNSO, and the deadline for that is the month of June, and regarding the subgroup in which or where Iceland and myself will be working, We will start working on a CCTLD map in Latin America, or for Latin America and the Caribbean. And let us hope we finish that in June. So my proposal is to have this on record with the corresponding responsibilities allocated. We have to invite Diego and Dev to join either of these subgroups. Surely Dev, well, he will be traveling. He has a 36-hour journey to Singapore. He will stay in Singapore for 5 days at least, and then he will have a 36-hour journey back home. So we need to understand his situation. So let us not be very demanding on him. He has to represent us in the ALAC meetings, and he works very, very hard, and he will be busy in these coming days. I understand that he will be reading the wiki, and he will be taking all this into account. Well, we have reached exactly the top of the hour, 24 hours UTC. So, before bringing the meeting to a close, let me say that we have worked indeed a lot on this call, during this call, so I'm very, very pleased, and I hope you are as pleased as I am. And please get in touch. I will get in touch with Iceland, and Aida will get in touch with Jacqueline. Aida speaking. I have just sent Jacqueline my contact details, Skype and email. Sergio speaking. Perfect. So, let's hope we will be working together. Iceland, I will be writing to you tomorrow. And if I may ask staff to prepare a mailing list, our internal mailing list. Thank you. If that could be done, Sylvia? Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, of course, I will take down the action item, the mailing list, and I will circulate the agreements in English and Spanish, all the decisions made today. I will circulate them among the members of the group. And the next call would take place surely in April after the meeting in Singapore. If you could please send me an email about the date, the most suitable date for that meeting. Sergio speaking. Sylvia, I know that the first week after the meeting is not feasible because you need to rest, so I will focus on the second week after the Singapore meeting. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, I suggest the week of April 7th when everybody is back home. Sergio speaking. Okay, so we will have our mailing list. And I would like to thank our interpreters. Sabrina, today, has had a bit of a challenge, but I really appreciate her work, her job, and I appreciate the staff's work. Of course, Gisela, Sylvia, so very warm regards, and we will be in touch shortly. And it is my birthday on April the 8th, so if we hold the meeting, please remember the birthday present. Sylvia Vivanco. Oh, that would be perfect for us to hold the call. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much. You've done a great job. Thank you. Goodbye.